Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up. But first, I want to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder was named the NBA's 2014 MVP. Bill will talk with Oklahoman columnist Barry Trammell about the first NBA MVP in 3 years not named LeBron. Only a Game's Karen Given will talk with tennis Hall of Famer Billie Jean King about her advice for the nation's graduates, since King will herself be addressing Simmons College grads this week here in Boston. 100 pro football Hall of Famers recently gathered in Cleveland to see how many football Hall of Famers could fit in one convention center. Our own Doug Tribou was there to talk with as many as he could. And Bill will talk with Ace Atkins, whose recent detective novel Cheap Shot is quite reminiscent of the great Robert Parker, probably because it's a Spencer novel. In his commentary this week, Bill finds himself torn between the promise of great competition and even artistry at the 2014 World Cup and the bad feelings caused by Brazil's broken promises.
One way to look at the World Cup is as a glorious diversion featuring the world's best players as they engage in the world's most popular game. Even the NFL must be envious of the number of people around the world who pay close attention to that spectacle. Another way to look at the World Cup is as an insane waste of resources and energy wrapped in lies and empty promises. Brazilians were assured that preparation for this summer's World Cup and the Olympics in 2016 would bring them new and improved facilities and services that would remain to improve their lives when the parties were over. New airports, new roads, new public transportation systems. Apparently, this will not be the case. The tension between these two points of view is not unique to the World Cup. A. Bartlett Giamatti, Major League Baseball's commissioner for a brief time, wrote lyrical celebrations of the game and its power to sustain those who love it. His lovely arguments are grounded in scholarship as well as sentiment, but people immune to his point of view wonder why all the money spent on scalp tickets and bobblehead dolls, not to mention taxpayer-subsidized ballparks, shouldn't be supporting symphonies or museums or other institutions they consider more elevated than baseball. These points of view will never be reconciled, or at least I hope they'll never be. They remind me of arguments between the people who considered going to the moon an inspirational adventure and those who saw it as a colossal waste of money and expertise that might otherwise have been directed toward addressing problems and inequities here on Earth. I hope that there will never come a time when discouragement or despair at various awful conditions will kill our enthusiasm for playing and watching people who can demonstrate in their play sufficient grace and power to amaze us. Can't an argument be made that we'll always need to be delighted? And I hope we will never fail to understand that no diversion, however intoxicating, should distract us from addressing real needs among others when we learn of them. Whether those needs are for better roads, better transportation, or better housing, whatever the occasion of our learning.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there, and don't forget that we've changed our Facebook and Twitter handles. You can now find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr. Don't worry, if you're already following us, you're all set. Thanks for listening.